Hello again, and welcome to our May of 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. Yep, the warmer summer months are coming our way, and the spring semester at the local community college and my American government and politics classes are long gone, and now just getting my garden planted is one of my latest priorities, but getting this podcast done and picking a special topic is critical to do right now. Every month, though, it seems like it's getting tougher to pick a discussion item that would target leadership or maybe communication or professional development and or innovation. And sometimes it seems like it just needs to be a mixture of a bunch of them. Well, this month, the topic I will talk about really does, at a minimum, blend in leadership and communication and professional development all in one. Specifically, our topic will be quality negotiation. Okay? Quality negotiation. This is a tough topic to simplify because in every situation, a different item, decision, process, service, product may be the center of a negotiation discussion. However, in an effort to try and keep it simple, this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moment will share a special top 10. Yeah, one of those again, top 10, when attempting to achieve and help you find quality negotiation steps to follow, okay? And we'll just jump right in and start with number one. The first thing, number one, is select an appropriate location. Think about that you're not negotiating with a cell phone, with a computer, or noise in the background. Do you get it? You need to select a location that is comfortable but businesslike and allows for no interruptions of trying to get the proper focus. Okay? So number one is select an appropriate location. Number two, truly identify what do I want? Okay, try and break it down to come to a very specific, what do I want? What do they want? Kind of thing. Too many issues sometimes, collude, mix up the decision. So side topics should not get in the way. So try and keep it simple. And you'll get that quality negotiation situation going. Number three, listen first, then listen again, and maybe once more before jumping in with too much of your own points. By doing that, you will gain details from the person you're negotiating with or the people that you're negotiating with. You'll be able to identify some personal points on their side that will maybe increase your credibility by taking them into consideration. So listen first, listen a second, and then once more, just to get the best information you can. Number four, ask quality questions. There's nothing wrong with asking quality questions. It strengthens your position. And at the same time, it gains understanding of their priorities, okay? Those things. So ask quality questions. Next, keep simple notes. Not a whole lot more need to be said. You need to keep simple notes, not paragraphs, but notes. And it lessens confusions and minimizes those sideline points. So keep simple notes. Number six, be adaptable for possible mini deals and maybe not focus so much if you have to on the maximum deal. Sometimes, half a deal is better than nothing at all. and arriving at some different situation deals has to happen, because sometimes new details get tossed in and curb those negotiations. So mini deals are okay sometimes instead of trying for the maximum deal. Number 7, get negotiation times for action. Times for action are critical for quality discussions. You gotta identify time frames. And don't minimize this area, okay? Getting those time frames down is important to the product, service, whatever you're negotiating, okay? Number 8, agree on the I will and you will parts. Do you get it? Agree upon you will do this and I will do that kind of parts. As you keep great notes, make sure you include these points on who's going to do what in your simple notes. It'll be helpful down the road, and it'll avoid a lot of confusion. Number 9, talk about and agree upon who else needs to know. Because rarely does a quality negotiation impact just one or two people or groups. Consider who else needs to know and what will be cooperatively communicated to everybody, all right, involved. And specifically, you know, if there's a role for other people, make sure you agree on that too, all right? Last, but very much not least, show true respect. Show true respect. Nothing can help or hurt quality negotiations more than a lack of respect for others involved. It can make or break a deal. You know what I'm saying. So always, always show respect, true respect for the people that you're negotiating with. Well, one more time, this month I've gone way past, you know, my normal allotted times. But I thought this top 10 for agreeing on common, inspiring innovation, learning moments, quality negotiation suggestions will help you in your world of work and maybe in other situations too. So go back, listen to them again, pick one or two if they help you right now. But all 10 have some common sense support for trying to achieve quality negotiation. Hey, thanks one more time for listening this month, and we'll talk again next month.